On this industrial talk, we are talking IoT. We are talking about letting go of your ego and embracing the eco. We have to succeed with this innovation, this technology. We need to begin to embrace it. What are the strategies that we can deploy today for a resilient business of success tomorrow? Come, learn with me. Let's get cracking.
Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk, the place. If you're in manufacturing, yeah, you need to be here. If you're in industry, yeah, you need to be here. If you're in the business of transforming the world, changing the world for good, right here, right now, this is the place for you. You know why? We celebrate the bold, the brave, and the daring greatly. That's industry. That's industry as a whole, because you are bold, you are brave, you are daring greatly. You're changing the lives. You're changing the world. You're solving problems. Yeah, that's why we celebrate you on this episode of Industrial Talk. Now, in the hot seat, I had a great time with this one. This is another great conversation. Bettina Rotermund, that's Rotermund. She's in the hot seat. And we're talking, you know, okay, we're talking IoT. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, I don't want to talk IoT. You have to talk IoT. You have to figure this out. You have to be bold, brave, and daring greatly and figure this out. Maybe you tip your toes in it. We're going to talk it. Bettina's on the hot seat. Yeah, we do. Okay. We are sponsored by the IoT Solutions World Congress. This is going to be an event, right? This is an event, and it's May 10th through the 12th this year in Barcelona. I have all the contact information out on Industrial Talk. Yeah, it's a must. I'm just telling you, one of the things that is always pushing back, yeah, you got to find trusted advisors when it comes to all of this great innovation and technology, but you can't ignore it. You can't stick your head in the ground and say that, it's not going to happen to me. No, I believe that if you don't take advantage of this technology, figure out a way of navigating the waters in a way that is beneficial to you, your business, then you're going to be out of business. And it's just a fact of life. Somebody's going to figure it out. So the key here is find trusted advisor. Bettina, excellent advisor. Just FYI. Okay, IoT Solutions World Congress, May 10th through the 12th, Barcelona's location. And I've been there. It's a great, great venue, great environment, very collegial. It's a must-attend event. And we're also brought to you by the Industrial IoT Consortium. And again, we've got to be about education, right? We've got to learn as much as we possibly can. Great location to be able to find information about IoT and digital twin and anything else that is associated with Industrial 4.0 or Industry 4.0 or whatever you want to call it. And that's Industrial IoT Consortium. Check both of them out. I want to see you in Barcelona. That is my challenge to you. See you in Barcelona. All right, here we go. Challenge. What is normal? What is normal? We've just been going through just an absolute squiffy time within this pandemic. It's been hammering business. It's been doing the things that, I mean, I can't, some days are good, some days are not so good. You know, we're on, we're off. Things, it's just a very fluid environment and people want to protect themselves. And so they make decisions in accordance with protecting themselves. It is. But again, what is normal? What do we do? I think it's never normal. I just think that we've got to be bold, brave, and we've got to just step out, and we've got to think differently all the time. I think legacy thinking, that conventional thinking that was pre-pandemic and all acceptable and all wonderful over here, I think it will be the death of companies. I think that we must be catalysts. That's also an interview that I did with Tracy. So find that catalyst conversation, because that is also a fantastic conversation about how you are just going to have to embrace all of this change. Do it. Now is the time. So I've wrote down some notes because that's that's what I do. You know, my life is about working out, thinking about all of this stuff, and figuring out how to be able to communicate. One of the things that came out as a result of this conversation with Bettina, I like ecosystem versus ecosystem. I really believe that that is just a solid sage advice. I think we can't just hold our cards close to the chest, right? We just can't. And I think we have to really, really, and I begin to embrace that eco. We don't have all the answers. Bettina. She's a rock star, by the way. All right. Another thing that I want to make sure that I point out, and I just plan it, food for thought, whatever you might want to do with it. And I think, I believe success, whatever that is, define that. Success comes when people listen. Because if they don't listen, they're not, I don't care. You're not moving that ball forward. If they don't listen. So I think success comes when people listen. Success also comes when people understand. What does that mean? When we start talking about all this innovation, when we start talking about the technologies out there, are we just communicating in such a way that, hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm the smartest person out there. I'm using big old words and the jargon out there, but nobody understands. And I don't think that that is an appropriate approach. Industry has smart people. It's all over the place. They do. Don't look at me for smarts. But many are very smart. But if we don't get people to listen, and if we don't make it the message understandable, and I don't think we're going to be successful. And I don't think some of the challenges that we have out there, like workforce management, trust. Deploying technology, if we don't make it simple, if we don't make it consumable, if we don't put it in the hands of the people that truly deploy it, then I don't think we're going to be successful. So keep that in mind. Success are when we can get people, you know, success comes when people listen. Success comes when people understand. Get rid of the jargon. Get rid of it and simplify your message so that the masses can consume it. Don't make people feel stupid. Don't, please. I don't like it. And quite frankly, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. So if I don't like it, there are a lot of smart people definitely don't feel good about that. All right, Bettina Rotterman. And let's see her stat card. Go out there. Okay, cool. Cool stat card. LinkedIn stat card, by the way. She's head of strategic marketing, Siemens IoT. Yeah. So she brings a lot of, she's got a lot of street cred out there. All right. And she's passionate and she's, you'll get it real fast that she's smarter than me, which is pretty much everybody. All right, let's enjoy that conversation. Bettina, welcome to Industrial Talk. Thank you very much for finding time in your busy schedule to talk to the best listeners in the whole wide world. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Actually, we have a bank holiday in Germany, so it's very quiet. And I love being on the show. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, I didn't know. A bank holiday. What time is it there?
Actually, it's 6:30 in the evening.
Oh, it's still fine. I don't feel bad now.
Yeah, best time for doing interviews, actually.
Yeah, it is. I see that you're drinking something, and I'm thinking to myself, it must be coffee, but then it's 6:30, and it better not be coffee. You won't get to sleep. All right, for the listeners out there, Bettina, give us a little background on who you are and why you're such an incredible professional.
Oh, thanks for the flowers, first and foremost. Yeah. Well, I am the head of strategic marketing at Siemens for the sector of IoT and digital transformation, which is my field of passion because I truly believe that IoT and digital transformation can create a better world. I'm not the typical Siemens staff you would find. I'm only 3.5 years with Siemens. I have a background in a lot of managing positions, from sales to marketing, business development and strategy in a lot of other companies like Sony and BMW. So I'm still a little bit like the corporate rebel. I'm looking at things a little bit different. That's also why I enjoy my current profession and job so much. That gives me a lot of playground to test new waters and to create something big and new. So I really, really enjoy the field of play I'm in right now.
Yeah, they haven't sent you the white shirt with the tie yet?
No, not yet. But I got a shirt with a bullseye on it.
Yeah, I bet you do. Now, let's venture into this one. So a topic that comes to mind that I agree with you. I believe that IoT, digital transformation, industrial 4.0, whatever you want to call it, is transformative. I agree. There are obstacles. There's obstacles, and then there's messaging confusion, because I don't even know if I put my little manufacturing industrial hat on, I don't even know where to start, because it's busy out there. There's a lot of chirping going out on that old world wide web.
Yeah.
How do we industry begin to sort of put our arms around this incredible technology? What do we do?
Yeah. I mean, when we talk to customers, and I love hearing them out, because there's a lot of, it seems like it's a super daunting challenge for them to start into IoT or to start their digital transformation journey. Though everybody agrees that it is a business imperative to stay in the game. Yeah. So when we talk to them, most of the time we hear like the common 4 to 5, which is, I'm scared about that cybersecurity. If I put all my assets in the cloud and then a hacker comes, I'm bankrupt, blah. Then it's about the asset management. How would I manage then those assets that I run from a remote perspective? Then it's all about return of investment and how would I ever finance it? And then it's a little bit about the value creation. What kind of use case, what kind of solution would grant me any value? Or am I just playing on this buzzword bingo? And the last one is, if I eventually would change my business operations, how does that play with this change management thing? Yeah. And most of the CEOs and CIOs and CTOs, they're not very good in this, you know, change management thing, because it's a soft thing. You cannot really measure it. That's why it's also like, okay, if I change my setup, if I'm integrating a new business model, how would I make sure that my people can follow and can adapt to this new normal and this new circumstances that they're facing? The good news is, though, there are plenty of solutions to all of the 5 big things that I just mentioned. The bad thing, though, is there's too much and sometimes wrong and false communication about it. This is exactly what you just mentioned. Yeah, there is a confusion about what it is and what it is not. So I think the best thing to start is at the beginning, to ask that simple question of why. And we always ask customers this question: why do you want to change? Why do you want to transform? And do you have any vision how that should look like? Some customers do have a vision, and then it's about how do we bring customers to this point of execution? And some people don't, and that's just okay. Yeah. I mean, if you would ask me for a surgery on your leg or whatever, potentially I could look up a YouTube video, but would I feel prepped to do it myself? Hell no. So there is a need for guidance and navigation. And at the same time, there is not enough trust. And that also comes because there is no industry standard. Yeah, I mean, if you look into the telecommunications sector, which understood very early, there needs to be a standard like Bluetooth and NFC in order to connect things. This standard is sometimes with the protocols for IoT is there, but there is no standard of how you run IoT projects. That's why people find it so difficult to trust one or the other party and who would be the better party for their endeavor. And so what we usually do with customers when they approach us is we have 2 ears and 1 mouth. So we try to listen twice as much as we talk. And if we talk, it's rather asking more questions to deeply understand what the root cause is and what the customer wants to achieve. And then it's about defining a strategy, and from the strategy, looking into these use cases. Yeah, and we see a lot of buzzword bingo in the market.
You have no idea. I hear it all the time. The lexicon is off the charts. And then I hear new words that are an amalgamation of two words that I used to know. And now somebody out there in industry says, I got to push them both together. And then it just blows my mind. But I'm easy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I heard a conversation before Christmas where somebody said, how many computers do I need to tie together to get a quantum computer? And I was just like, maybe not. And that is so understandable, because these words are just like in the air, and they are frightening these people to the bone. And I can understand that, because, I mean, it's not like buying a car and you spend whatever, 20,000-30,000 euro on a new car. Potentially, this is a double-digit billion price tag that comes with retrofitting your factories around the globe. Yeah? And so if you want to invest, you want to make sure that you invest in the right things and not into a buzzword that is nice to have but is not creating any value for you. So for us, the proof of value comes before the proof of concept, because the proof of concept is just, is that technology-wise viable? But not, would that bring you any kind of value in the sense of decreasing your bottom line in order to save resources or cut down CO2 or be process optimizing? Would it increase your top line by building up new business models that come out of your data that you aggregated and you analyzed, and you got any meaning out of the data? Or would it help you to differentiate because you can offer a new service to customers based on these data? Or you can differentiate against your competitors by having a faster time to value and time to market. And so these are a lot of questions that we ask customers in order to get it right. Yeah. And then, of course, what is needed is, you do not hand over the reign of the company to somebody else in order to do IoT for you. This is something that you need to do in co-creation, because there are so many things along the way that can happen where you need to accommodate, and then you need to sit down with your customer and say, okay, this is now a T crossing. Are we going left or right? Because the middle way definitely will not work. And that is why I always advocate for start small and scale fast. Yeah, it's not that you would digitalize your whole business or you transform your whole business. You start with one value creation use case. And maybe there is already a use case outside in the world that you can copy and paste, in the sense of, what kind of problem was that use case solving? And can I use this methodology? Can I use what is already there? So I would not start with zero, but I would start maybe with 40% or 60%. And then you're better off, and then you're faster. And this is what we in Siemens try to do, to come from one point in one industry and learn for the other industries and transform and transpond these kind of learnings into different verticals.
So some of the things that I hear what you're saying, which is cool, which I agree 100%, because I hear it out there in the marketplace. One, I would say, if I had my hat on, I'd look for some trusted advisor, trusted person, really trusted, with the street cred of IoT, whatever that might be, whoever that might be. So trust is key from my perspective. I like the incremental. I can handle that. It's not, you know, so overwhelming where I can't comprehend it. So starting small, scaling from there. And then the other thing is that if I do start small with a trusted advisor, company, whatever that might be, and then I can truly manage the success, meaning, do I have a return on it? Did it meet our expectations? Did we learn something from it? One of the areas that I'm always struggling with is this concept of time. There, you know, if I talk to somebody, somebody's going to say, it's 18 months. And then I'll say, well, why is it 18 months? Well, it's just 18 months, and there's nothing. It's vaporware behind that whole. Yeah. You know, it's like.
And usually they would tell you it's 18 months and 3 weeks and 2 days and 4 hours and 22 seconds.
Right.
And that is exactly what I meant, is there are so many unforeseenable things on this digital transformation and IoT journey, which you need to take into consideration. And that's why it would be reasonable to give you a time frame which says it's roughly this and this, yeah? And then you can write a Gantt chart and then look into how this is developing. But at a certain point, quality before speed, yeah? So if you just look into the deliverable of time, but then you are not matching the scope or the quality or the cost, then something is not sustainable. And that's why we see so many of these IoT projects failing, because they are not set up for success in the long run. It's like, okay, tick in the box, tick in the box, tick in the box, and then done. And then what? Have you brought your people to the party so they have a skin in the game? They can make decisions with you on what needs to be done, so they do not be repelled by the new algorithm, machine, software, business model, whatever you want to implement. Yeah. And the other thing is that sometimes it takes time on the way to test. And only if you thoroughly test it and you see that the value is there and that it's working, then you should move on. Yeah. And that's why we see so many people in this, what we call POC limbo, or McKinsey calls it POC purgatory. They went for this POC, and then they, you know, in a sandbox environment, they saw that it was working, but then they are unable to scale or to implement it, because your IT legacy system is a completely different thing than a sandbox environment. Yeah, and that's why you should not try to boil the ocean. I would advocate always for trying to minimize the effort and trying to look into what is the minimal viable product that you want to achieve, and then learn, test, make your learnings, and then you can scale. And then maybe it's one conveyor belt in your factory. Then maybe it's 10. Maybe it's then this factory plus another factory. And then also, I think what keeps people from it is this: how would I ever finance that? Because they are unable to calculate really a return of investment, and that is not simple. Because if you're setting up a new business model, which comes as a service, you have annual recurring revenue, and then you have OPEX and CAPEX, and how would that all mingle, and what is the prediction for it? Because for most of the people, it's uncharted territory. Yeah. So also you need to make sure that maybe you want a performance-based investment, maybe you want a one-time off, whatever it is, but you need advice from somebody who has skin in the game, but at the same time is not forcing you into either one or the other direction.
See, what's interesting, you're hitting on all cylinders here. The financing, yes, that could be overwhelming. I think that is an important component. I think that the way you approach time, I think that's important too. What's interesting is that there's a lot of headwind out there. And the headwind is being pushed back by the failures, right? And it's easy for me to find failures of IoT out there, right? It's hard for me to find successes. But then again, to your point, there are great use cases out there that are successful. And again, I just get down to that trusted partner. I just, there's no other way of getting it, because it's so buzzy out there. I just need a Sherpa of some sort to help. Here, carry the bag. Let's move forward here up this hill. That's how I look at it.
Absolutely. And I think you should look out for somebody who can master both sides of the coin. And that is, you need to have a tremendous experience and expertise, which is not the same on the OT sector. Yeah. So you need to know the language. You need to know about the regulations and rules in that specific industry, as well as you need to have done it a couple of times, preferably to yourself. Yeah. Drink your own champagne is something that generates trust immediately. And that's why also at Siemens, we do a lot of these things that we create to our factories ourselves at first in order to test them. Yeah. And then you have a proven track record and can say, okay, I know that's working outside as well. And that's the OT side of the coin. And then there is the IT side of the coin. Yeah. You need to master software. You need to master algorithms in the future for sure. You need to find a partner that is mastering artificial intelligence by far. Yeah. And to bring these all things together, because there is only value created when you bring IT and OT together and to converge these two different worlds. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's a whole other topic. But Tina, that's a whole other topic, this OT IT conversion. I've been out in the field. I know what it's like. OT does not talk to IT now. They might, but it doesn't exist. And it is this digital transformation journey hinges upon that collaboration, upon the conversions. And then
because also it goes across silos. Yeah. So then you have the people on the shop floor, then you have these people in the IT sector that is doing all these things that nobody understands really. And then bringing these people together is like a cultural shock most of the time. And that's why we always say that IoT, you need to tear down the silos and you need to be open. And that's why we always say, this is not, we are coming from the era of ecosystems and running into the era of ecosystem. An ecosystem means everybody has a voice at the table, everybody has a place at the table, but also everybody has a responsibility at the table. Yeah. And no company on earth has all the wisdom, and no company on earth can do IoT on 100% scale along the value chain. No one. Yeah. And that's why, and it's good because, you know, Siemens is super in OT and IT and bringing these things together, but we are not super in ERP systems and we are not super in CRM systems. That's why we have strong partners like SAP or Salesforce, and we bring those people to the table when they are needed. And also when it comes to connectivity, there's a good reason why the telecommunications people are strong in 5G and they are pretty much prepped for bringing the connectivity to the table. Yeah. And you should not be so egoistic and narcissistic and saying, I can master everything myself. And then here, customer, here's your beautiful thing that I created for you. And then with a customer, you start with a square. And then in the end, the customer gets a circle because you need to cut off all the corners on the way to the result.
Yeah, I've had that conversation a number of times where we just want it right out of the box. And then at the end of the project, it doesn't look anything. It's that box is on the shelf and it's all customized. And that's another
good problem. Luck.
We don't want customization. We want to be able to deploy this Absolutely. Digital transformation from an agnostic perspective where I'm not me, manufacturer, me, industry guy, I'm not bound by, I got to live with this. There's this beauty with this agnostic where I'm not married. I can play that game.
Yeah. I mean, from a vendor perspective, it would be so super nice if IoT would be like selling Billy IKEA shelves. Yeah. And then you deploy that IKEA shelf and then a customer wants a door to it. Yeah, that's nice. Go for it. But that's not reality. Usually IoT projects are as individual as the fingerprint of the customer who is signing for them. That makes it difficult in order to scale. Yeah. And then if you cannot afford as a company doing IoT because every project is 100% new, then there is too much effort needed. Yeah. And then it does not pay off. So what we all need to learn is there potentially is already a good solution outside in the world, and it is proven. So why not looking onto this story as a meta level of saying, what kind of job to be done is this thing solving? And can I use the meta level of it, the methodology, the approach, whatever it is, and build up my personalization on top of it? Yeah. And that is also where we go more and more at Siemens to look into how can we pick something that we did in one industry and you know, make it valuable and make it working in another industry with another project with another customer. And then we bring the best of the best and the best experience and the best practice from one area to the other area in order to speed up the whole thing. Because if we look at the time that is left for us on this planet to get these things right in terms of sustainability, first and foremost, digital decarbonization, this clock is ticking quite loud. Yeah. And if we would start from zero all over again, we potentially miss the 12 o'clock bell. And that would be very disgraceful for all of us. So I truly believe that we need to be more open. We need to be more collaborative. There will be a lot of competition in the future, and that is just okay, because as said, no company on earth can do it alone, and ecosystems is your best bet how to run your own digital transformation.
Segue, baby. That is a great segue to IoT Solutions World Congress. Now, it's a great event.
Hell yes.
It's a great event. Been there a couple of times. And why is it important for you, Siemens, to be a part of that event?
Yeah, various reasons. The one is we are there because we truly believe in networks and ecosystems. And a lot of our partners will be there as well. And that's why it is very nice to use these kind of events also to co-create, to talk to each other. Because in this interpersonal contact, there's a lot of energy and there's always like this vibe of, hey, let's sit down and do something new together. So we really appreciate that one. But then first and foremost, we go there for our customers because this is a place where customers can educate and inform themselves. And I think a lot of these daunting challenge of IoT is a chimera. Yeah, it's not real, but it is, you know, your fear is perceived as real. And so this is a good way for Siemens to show, listen, there are a lot of resolutions and a lot of solutions and references already handy for you. We can do that for you because we already did that for 10 other customers. Yeah. And that gives a little bit of this feeling of, it is possible for customers. And that's why when we go back and we talk to customers in the follow-up of these meetings, they always report, it's like, I've never knew that this is existing and I never knew there is a solution and there is an approach for this. And so it gives a good platform for customers to inform themselves, to ask our experts, to sit down and to evaluate opportunities. And that is why we love this event so much, because it's really a pragmatic approach. Yeah, it's not this rocket science, white collar working environment. It is, you sit down, I show you what we did, and then we say, okay, what would be a way towards your solution, your individual digital transformation journey. And that's also when we are partnering left and right with a lot of big players that are also there, then it gives even more trust for people. Hey, if these two pair up to do it together, it must be good because I'm not locked in either or. It's an open environment. I can run with my preference rather than somebody's telling me what I must do. So this is it's an open exchange and dialogue format, which I truly value. And also in the past, the speaker assignments have been very well picked so that they cover a huge variety, but at the same time, they give customer a starting point to start their information and education journey and come to an educated decision-making in the end, what the next best step for them to take would be.
See, I like the crackling energy that exists at that event. Now, of course, it's been put on hold for the past couple of years because of the obvious, the pandemic. But there, when it was rolling, it had such a collegial feel to it, and people are just, there's energy, there's an excitement, and I want to make sure listeners, the reality is that you need to look at digital transformation, whatever that might look like. You need to, okay, it's got to be a part of your thinking. I know you're saying to yourself, Scott, I don't know where to start. IoT Solutions World Congress events like that are a absolute must, so that you can go there. You can get educated. You can begin at your own pace, be able to consume the information that is relevant to you, and then be able to, especially at IoT Solutions World Congress, sort of springboard to somebody that might have other additional answers. And then be able, you know, they've got tables around there that everybody just sort of congregates and they sit there and they chirp and they think about the future and everything like that. It's a pretty cool place. But I just highly recommend, highly encourage each and every one of you outside of finding Bettina, but to go to that event and just get engaged. It's a great, they put on quite the show. So
absolutely.
I like it.
Absolutely. Man. And I mean, it's for each and everyone, whether you're already advanced and did a lot of IoT or whether you're a newbie. And this is just fine, yeah, because it's and nobody is telling you already should have done it like 3 to 5 times. No. It is not true. just start and get information small, exactly, and find the right news and the right people to talk to, and just get inspired by the knowledge that is available in this concentrated form.
It is pretty cool.
And figure out what you want.
Yeah, and take that ego that exists on your lap right there and then stick it on the shelf and then start talking about how we can create an ecosystem that benefits you, listener out there, because it does. Just begin that digital transformation journey. No matter what, find the people that you can have that conversation and you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like sometimes people are so afraid of these things. And guess what? I have an IoT application for my chicken because I have like the chicken are pretty much like I am. And they break out. Yeah. And so when I have an IoT use case that says if these chickens, so the camera detects the chicken, if the chicken approach too near to the door and the door for whatever reason is open, it launches an alarm. Yeah. And it is just the Raspberry Pi with a little camera and an algorithm that detects the silhouette of chickens when they get too close to the door. Yeah. Which is a super simple IoT use case. Yeah, but it was a very good solution to prevent my chicken off running onto the street. So it starts small. Yeah. Would it help to run a chicken farm? I don't know.
That's a good idea.
Think of small things and then envision how you can scale it and don't be afraid of these 3,000-pound gorilla. Sometimes it's just a little puppy that is a little bit barking. And so I would encourage to go to the IoT Solution World Congress and figure out what would help you and learn from others. This is a good start.
So you've inspired me, Bettina. How do other people get a hold of Bettina?
Oh, wow. First of all, I'm to be found on LinkedIn. Very simple, Bettina Rotermund. Search for Siemens. That's very, very easy. And then I hop around a couple of events from the IIoT world to IoT Solution Congress in Barcelona. I think in the future there will be even more because we're planning big things around IoT and digital transformation at Siemens. Hopefully we're launching in the spring to summer. Of course, the best way to interact is Twitter or LinkedIn.
All right. Her name is Bettina. Last name is spelled Rotermund. Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
Put a little comma there.
Which means,
go ahead.
Which means red lips in English. So it's easy.
There you go. All right. Reach out to her, you will not be disappointed. Connect with her out on LinkedIn. Excellent job, Bettina. Thank you very much for being on Industrial Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
Cool. Very cool. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. We're going to have all the contact information for Bettina, Siemens, and everything else in between IoT Solutions World Congress. Put that on your calendar. Make it a note. It's Barcelona. How can you go wrong with that? Great paella. Come on. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. That's Bettina. She says her last name better than I do. Rotermund. I butchered it. But nonetheless, you got to reach out to her. Go out to her stat card. I measure everything in the area of food and beer. High beer factor. You want to hang out with Bettina in a big doggone way. Reach out. She has answers. And you can trust her. Yeah, digital transformation is here. Find a trusted partner. Bettina, she'll set you right. All right, again, IoT Solutions World Congress is a conference that is in Barcelona. Yep, it's in Barcelona. And it is May 10th through the 12th. This year. Put it on your calendar. And it's also brought to you by the Industrial IoT Consortium. Got to find out. Got to educate. All right. People, be brave. Dare greatly. Bettina is somebody that's bold, brave, and daring greatly. Hang out with her, and you're going to change the world. Thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. We're going to have another great conversation right around the corner.